Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you on tonight, you intercessor, me prayer warriors, Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons is here, our beautiful wife of 20 years, the New Creation Christian Ministries out of Hillside, New Jersey, and all of those of you who have been faithful to this prayer line. We thank God where two or more are gathered in his name. The Spirit of the living God is on this prayer line tonight. I don't know the specifics of what you need from God, but I'm a firm believer that he's able to do anything but fail. I've seen him work too many times in and through my life. My wife has experienced the miracles of Almighty God. Even down to our posterity, our seed. I said our children have received miracles from God.
Amen.
Our children have received miracles from God. So this is why we serve him. He's not a false god. He said, beware of false gods and false apostles, false prophets and false teachers. There's so many in our day who are not real. But I thank God. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for those who trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And lean not into their own understanding. In all their ways acknowledge him, for he shall direct thy path. Pastor Honey, as we heard Vicky Yowie, we people of God, we had the privilege of seeing her at our Apostle Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And there's not too many artists that I can say sound just like the CD, sound just like the record.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Rebecca and I love that song, but she sounds the same way on that CD. She sounds the same way in person. And she is just a wonderful gospel artist, and we thank God. Amen. And she sang that song. It reminded us that we need the anointing.
Mm.
Jeremiah said, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Mm.
It is the anointing.
Yes, yes.
That destroys those things that try to yoke us up in life. So we thank God for the anointing. Psalm chapter number 37. Not chomp. The 37th Psalm, Psalm number 37, is what we're going to read tonight. A Psalm of David, my Bible says. Psalm number 37, and we're going to pray. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 7 says, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man or woman who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 23, the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. David goes on to write in verse 35 and 36, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yes, I sought him, but he could not be found.
Mm-hmm.
David is giving me a few thoughts to share with you on tonight, and we're going to pray. But I have a theory, I have a principle, the three C's to success, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And every word that I know begins with the letter C. That's why I call it the three C's to success. And they are choice, change, and commitment. Choice, change, and commitment. He says, commit yourself to the Lord. Somebody might be saying, Pastor, I'm already committed to God. And maybe, just maybe, God wants even a greater commitment from us to him.
Yes.
Isaiah said, all like sheep have strayed. Pastor, sheep has a tendency to stray. The shepherd is the one that tries to keep the sheep from straying because there's the big bad wolf out there. And all, Isaiah writes,
my God,
us like sheep
have
gone astray.
Yes.
So I know I need God. I need to stay connected to the vine. I need to stay connected to the church. I need to stay connected to godly believers. I'm going to commit until I meet Jesus face to face to the things of God. I made a choice. I'm willing to change as a result of that choice, but my commitment must be evident. Then he says, delight, delight, delight yourself in the Lord. Wow. I don't know about my neighbor, but I get so much joy from Jesus. I get so much joy from my Jesus. He talks with me, and he walks with me, and he tells me I'm his own. That's what the old church used to say, but I believe it. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I belong to him. God is looking for big, bold, beautiful believers, not closet Christians, not those who are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But church on Sunday is a lifestyle. Coming to prayer on Tuesday night is a lifestyle. Believing God by faith, walking by faith and not by sight, becomes a way of living for us who believe. Our walk got to be evident. And David is simply saying, I've never, here's two things that he saw. He said, I've been old and I've been young. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And as we pray tonight, I believe that God is going to meet, and I know, every one of your needs. But he also said, I saw a person in great power. There's some people in power through my lifetime who I've seen, and I don't see them anymore. David said, don't envy, don't covet, don't be jealous of people who bring forth wicked devices, and they look like they're getting ahead of you. They look like they're successful because they're stepping on people, stepping over people, using and abusing and manipulating and scheming and plotting. And the Bible tells you and I, it doesn't matter what we think people are getting away with. It says everything. Did I say everything?
Yes.
Everything hidden will be revealed. That's Bible. That's the word. Everything hidden will be revealed. That's why I love the grace of God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God doesn't expose us. God gives us grace and time to get it right. And if there is a situation where God needs to do something to give us public shame, he's trying to chasten us so that we can get the message and not suffer the consequences of some of our decisions. Finally, rest, rest, rest. Well, before rest, he says, trust in the Lord. We got to trust God. honey, I'm getting to the place where I just want to trust him. I mean, for real, not with words, but with my actions. With my actions, I want my behavior to show God that I trust him. I'm going to show up when others don't show up. I'm going to give maybe when others don't give. I'm going to pray possibly when others may not pray. And I know that's the kind of prayer line we have. That's the kind of people of God that's saying, I've failed and I've come up short and I still don't have what I'm believing God for, but I'm going to press. I'm going to move forward. And God is saying, when you commit, when you delight yourself in me, when you trust me, then do what the man of God is saying, rest.
Yeah.
Ah! The rewards are coming. The harvest is coming. Your abundance is coming. Your overflow, your increase, your multiplication is inevitable. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
We did many market-level ventures, and residual income was the promise of having income coming for the rest of your life. And sometimes we did not see that residual income, but the word of God will not come back void. It will accomplish that what God sent it to do.
Yeah.
That's why he says, wait on the Lord, people of God.
Yeah.
When we pray, I pray tonight for patience. I pray tonight for patience and a greater power to stay the course. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are your people tonight. We want to do what the psalmist said to do, to delight ourselves in you, to not worry about those who look like they're getting away with wrong, to stay the course of righteousness, to hold up and deny ourselves and carry our own crosses. Lord, help us to walk circumspectly. Help us to walk according to the vocation and the calling that's on our lives. Help us in the name of Jesus. Be that advocate for us because the Holy Ghost is in us, is with us, is upon us. And greater is the one that's in us than he that is in this world.
Yeah.
Lord, you said, like the Apostle Paul, a great door is open before us, but there are many who oppose us. Oh, I sense that in our spirit on tonight. Lord, remove every roadblock.
Yes, Lord.
Remove every enemy.
Yes, God.
Remove and undo every trap set for the people of God. Expose the wolf in sheep clothing. Help us, God, to open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual understanding like never before. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, and you'll keep us in perfect peace on tonight. You said, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Our help comes from the Lord. Focus on those heavenly things. Whatsoever things are good. Whatsoever things are of a praise report. Whatsoever things are trustworthy. Whatsoever things are right and holy and good and godly. Whatsoever things are of a good report. The word declares that we need to focus and put our minds on Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, help us.
Yes, God.
To regulate our thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us in the name of Jesus to pray without ceasing and to believe you. Help us, according to your word, to pray for one another that we might be healed. To pray for one another that our sins might be forgiven. To pray for one another that our burdens could be a little lighter on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need a miracle, even as I speak. Somebody need a breakthrough, even as we pray. Somebody need a manifestation of God's hand moving in an impossible situation. And we are praying, God, because we know when we pray, according to your word, you said that you hear us. And if you hear us, we believe that we have those things which we kata o shabakata. Those things which we come to you for. This is the confidence that we have in you according to the word of God.
Yes, God.
That if we pray according to your will, we have those things that we ask of you. So God, give us a greater peace on tonight. We need a rest. Your word in the 37th Psalm says to rest. Somebody been tossing and turning in their sleep. Somebody's been worrying a little too much. Somebody's been apprehended about anxiety and stress. And Lord, I pray right now for their minds. I pray for the peace of God will surpass all understanding to be with every person under the sound of our voice on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank
financial miracles.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Healing in their bodies, sickness
yes,
and pain.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Radically, miraculously. God is saying to somebody tonight is going to be a suddenly.
My God.
Suddenly the pain is going to disappear. Suddenly you're going to get that phone call and say you're hired. When can you start? Suddenly your relationship is going to make a turn and start heading in the right direction. It's going to be a suddenly when things start to fall into place.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be a suddenly
yes.
where God is going to give you a new revelation,
Lord.
A new divine thought of who you are in him.
Yes, God, thank you.
It's going to be a suddenly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where you see with your physical eyes something that you've been praying for, and now God is saying it's your due season. So, God, I thank you for every life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We plead the blood of Jesus,
thank
which
you.
Will never lose his
thank
power.
You. We worship you,
the
God.
Death angel, as he came through Egypt, he saw the blood. He saw the visible blood on the doorpost, and death had to go past the people of God. So we plead the blood of Jesus. The devil's trying to destroy our dreams. The devil's trying to destroy our destiny. The devil, Lucifer, Satan, is trying to thwart the plan of God. But Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thoughts of good and not of evil.
Yes, God.
Plans of an expected end. So, Lord, I believe you tonight. With the people of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, you're going to pray. I'm going to give it to you. But I thought about Daniel in the lion's den.
Yes. Yeah.
An impossible situation. Daniel was praying. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to the devil and the God of that day. And they threw Daniel in the lion's den. I don't think any of us are in that situation.
Yes, yes.
But the Bible says an angel came and shut the mouth of the lion. And the king came the next morning and yelled in the pit and said, Daniel, are you still alive? And Daniel said, O king, yes, I'm here. My God sent an angel to rescue me out of this situation. Because just like he was praying before the lion's den, I believe Daniel prayed in that lion's den.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
As we continue to pray tonight, the mouth of the lion that's trying to devour us, God's going to send an angel.
It
has been shut.
Yes, yes.
Jesus,
yes.
It has been shut.
Yes. The mouth of the lion has been shut. As we pray tonight, God is already meeting us. We thank God for his presence on this prayer line. We thank God for each and every one of you who have pressed your way once again to be in the midst of the saints. We thank God for the fire of the Lord. My God, that's already been released on this prayer line. We thank God for the word released from the pastor, from Pastor Anthony. My God, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. Hallelujah. God is working things out. My God, he's working behind the scenes. My God, God is doing a new thing. My God, hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We're just so excited, God, hallelujah, to come to your throne. to come before your throne, to come boldly to the throne of grace once again. God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this opportunity to pray. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all those who have gathered. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're already doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
Yes.
We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We worship you. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. And we just praise you on today, God. Hallelujah. You said one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. My God, my God, my God. Lord, we are rejoicing and knowing that there is power in numbers. Oh, God, hallelujah. That we are more powerful together in the name of Jesus. So, none of more we love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. You are exalted today. You are exalted in our lives. You are exalted on this prayer line. You are exalted in each and every home. You are exalted on our jobs. You are exalted in our marriages. You are exalted, God. To God, God, to God be the glory. It's our declaration. To God be the glory is our declaration on today. So, Lord, we just praise you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, Lord. We thank you for this United States of America. Even as we come to our final debate, the final debate on tomorrow, Lord, we know, hallelujah, that you have already decided the outcome before the beginning of time. Lord, that all time and all situations are in your hand, are in your power, God. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to expose whatever needs to be exposed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We vote, Father God, that there will be, Father God, won't be rigged, that it will be a fair election, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you already know who you are putting in that chair and that office, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. We repent on the behalf of America, God. And, Lord, we say, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. And we bless your name. We worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for releasing your power, God, on this prayer line. We pray for supernatural healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory.
You're healing.
Oh, glory, hallelujah, for every person that needed to be healed, touch them, Lord, deliver, set free, my God, destroy every yoke, my God, in the name of Jesus, release your anointing, in the name of Jesus, so Lord, we thank you, we praise you for divine, supernatural healing, God, no matter how long, God, it's been going on, we know you are able, God. We know you are able to do all things but fail.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon our lives, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless those in Haiti and Puerto Rico and Cuba and Florida and South Carolina and North Carolina and Trinidad, all who have been impacted by this last storm. Lord, we pray, Father God, for deliverance. We pray for restoration. We pray for healing, God. Heal those who have been hurt, God. Heal those, give lights to those who are still without electricity. Give power, oh God, to those who are feeling weak.
Yes.
My God, give encouragement to those who are feeling discouraged. We speak hope into the atmosphere. We speak peace. We speak love. We speak joy into the atmosphere. In Jesus' mighty name. Mama ko sheleleke shele mama. You're worthy, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name.
You're worthy.
You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the local church, God. We thank you, Lord, for calling us to that work. Lord, it's not easy, God. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that lives are being changed. We thank you, Lord, that souls are being saved, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you are being glorified on the earth realm. So, Lord, continue to have your way in that house and that local assembly. We thank you for favor. Favor with the owners. We thank you for favor, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give us favor when we have an event. When we have a conference, that you will give us favor. God, bless the Malloys. Bless them, oh God. Bless their hands. Whatever they're dealing with, God, we ask, Father God, that you would give them mercy, that you would give them favor, that you would give them closure, that you would send money, oh God, the money that they need, Lord, that you will help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for 1482 Maple Avenue. We thank you for that, those three buildings, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless the church, God. Bless your church. Bless the church, the local assembly. Bless the church, the prayer line. Bless those, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, who are connected to this church, who are connected to Pastor Anthony and myself. We know we are bearing fruit 30, 60, 100 fold, and we're going for 100 or 150, as Sister Carmen would say. Amen. We're going for 150 over and beyond what God can deliver, what we can think, ask, or imagine. God said he will do more than what we can think, ask, or imagine. So we're not just going for 100. Like, we're going for 150. We're going for 200. We're going for above and beyond, over the top. We're going to shoot for the sky, and maybe we'll hit the boom. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for overflow. Oh, my God. We thank you for overflow in the church. We thank you for overflow in your people. We thank you for overflow, God. We speak prosperity. We speak blessings over the local assembly, over the prayer line, over every life. We speak blessings. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak breakthrough. Oh, breakthrough over every area, God, in the name of Jesus. And just before we open the prayer lines, we get ready to open the prayer lines. Lord, we lift up our mother, Mother Mae Thomas. Lord, we thank you for her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Continue to give her peace. Continue to give her joy, oh God. Continue to restore her soul, even as she has traveled up to Rochester for the homegoing service of her nephew, God, of her brother's son. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will heal every broken place, God. Give her peace, God. Keep her praying, like, but joy comes in the morning, God. So, Lord, thank you. Touch her and her sisters and their whole family, God, and give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Touch her children, God. Bless my sister Jackie, oh, God, even as she travels, God. We thank you for keeping her safe, God. Bless my sister Rashida and her children, oh, God, and her grandchildren, God. Bless my sister Jackie and her husband, oh, God. I said Jackie and her husband. Bless my brother Gary and his wife, oh God, and their son, oh God. Bless Renee, my sister, oh God, and her husband and their children and grandchildren. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, each and every one of my siblings, oh God, my mother's children, my mother's grandchildren, my mother's great-grandchildren. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. And we are the chosen. We are the royal priesthood. We are, my God, the peculiar people. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We're walking in blessings every day. So, Lord, we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Delighting ourselves in the Lord on tonight. I thank God for the intercessory prayer warriors, Pastor. You said we are better together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There is power in unity.
Yes.
There is power Glory be to God. We're opening up the prayer phone line tonight, the prayer line. If you press 1, we're going to pray with you, pray for you, and touch and agree with you. If you have a prayer request and a prayer concern, even a praise report on tonight that would encourage somebody on this prayer line, we thank God. Amen. We're fighting the good fight of faith, but sometimes the word declares we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And the words of our testimony.
Yes.
There may be a testimony, Pastor, on the line tonight.
Yes.
And we thank God for every caller. To God be the glory that we'll call in. So, again, we know those of you who call on a regular basis, if you press 1, we will put you on the air. If not, we're going to continue to pray because we don't see a hand yet. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you for every life on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus that prosperity is inevitable for your people. Lord, we continue to walk by faith and not by sight because your word declares that the just shall live by faith.
Yes,
God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, encourage one, Father God. Hallelujah. We remove frustration and discouragement on tonight. And Lord, we say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, have your way. To God be the glory. We thank you. Glory be to God.
Glory.
That the word of God,
glory.
You said everything we put our hands to will prosper.
Yes.
You said everything we put our hands to will prosper. So the people of God on this line tonight have their hands on a plow and they're not looking back. So Lord, we thank you for their due diligence. We thank you for their steadfastness. We thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God, that they'll bear much fruit in due season. You said if they abide in you and if your word abide in them, they'll produce.
Yes, yes.
So Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We see those hands, and we're going to open up this phone line.
Yes,
but we thank God that he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Pastor, take a caller. We're going to get to every caller. We see a few hands now raised, and we're going to take every caller on tonight, and this area code is 973. You're on the air.
Amen.
973 tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Carmen. First of all, I want to say that I told Anita that she should go on the prayer line, and she is on the prayer line, and I'm happy for that. And also, I had asked Pastor Rebecca to pray for my cousin/brother, Richie, that his wife was going to have hip surgery yesterday, and she was nervous. And so I asked for prayer, and my cousin said yesterday his wife had the hip surgery, and the doctor said she did very, very well. And they brought her after recovery. She was there for 3 hours, and then they got a room for her, and they put her in the room around 3:30, and 7:30, my cousin sends me a video, and his wife was walking, and it only had been 4 hours since they had brought her out from recovery room. So I thank God that everything went well. She's going home tomorrow, and everything went well, and my brother Richie, he's so thankful. He left a text to Pastor Rebecca today, and he's very thankful for your prayers. And he said that he was very happy that he was in your life and that you were in my life. So I thank God for healing and for being with her name is Rita during her surgery. And I know Maria is going to come on, but Maria is in a lot of pain today. Her leg hurts her a whole bunch, and she told me she's not going to be able to sing. I said, it's okay. You don't have to sing. But I know that you're going to pray for her when she gets on. But I thank God for all the good things he's done and all the blessings that he's given us, and I can never repay him or thank him enough. And concerning my brother, Richie, I know that one day he's going to come to serve the Lord, because I talked to him about him, and he seems to have a open heart, and he seems to have a sensitive heart. And when I've talked to him about my pastors, he is very, you know, grateful and always open for prayer. And I know that, you know, he goes to Catholic Church. I used to be Catholic, but in the Catholic Church, God was just fictional. He was not real to me, not until I became a Christian, and then God is real. I have a relationship with him, and that's what I want for him. And I pray that one day he will come to know God the way that I know God. So I'm just asking for prayer and thanking God that his wife is well, asking for prayer for Vanita, asking prayer that, you know, that Richie might come to know the Lord like I know him. And that's all that I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
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 We're going to lift that up before the Lord, and we thank God as you made it back safely from your trip, and we're going to pray for those that you lifted up tonight, including yourself. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Carmen tonight, your daughter, Lord. We thank you. Glory be to God. Even as she had brought her brother, cousin Richie, and his wife, hallelujah, to this prayer line on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, was there during the surgery, that you'll be there during the physical therapy, that you'll be there, Lord, as she, Father God, needs full recovery. We thank you that the bones and the nerves and everything will operate according to your will, that there'll be no, Father God, no, in the name of Jesus, nothing that will hinder her body even after this surgery, Lord. We pray right now, and we speak wellness to her body. We speak those things that be not as though they are, even in that hip area, Lord, where she needed the surgery. We thank you that the walking or the exercising or even the comfort that she needs to do her daily living, Lord, will be there. Thank you for, Father God, a total successful surgery. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for this couple. Lord, we thank you for the prayers of Carmen and those, Father God, before she went into the procedure and even after she came out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, already walking. We know that there's still a ways to go, Lord, and we thank you for the muscles and her strength to be restored to full capacity in the mighty name of Jesus. And concerning his soul, Lord, we pray that he develops that relationship with you, Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would, Father God, come into his heart and his mind, that he would surrender his life over to you in the mighty name of Jesus, even as he looks at Carmen's life and the peace and the joy and the power that she lives her life with, Lord. Let her be a witness that will win this soul over for your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you
for
successful surgery. We thank you for Richie and his wife. We thank you in the name of Jesus for those who were looking, Father God, and believing you that everything would be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, even Vanita, Father God, we lift up this young lady, this young mother to you, God, and we say, have your way, Lord. Continue to touch her life. Continue to minister to her mind, her heart, and her spirit. We thank you for her family, Kevin and Sophia. We thank you for, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, everything, the future that you have already destined for her to walk in. The success and the victories that she will win in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless that young lady in every area of life. Meet every need. Give her resources, Lord. Give her the things that she needs to fall into place in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for Carmen. We thank you for her husband and Jay coming back safely and her family, Lord, who was here while she was away. Continue to minister to this entire Kahlo family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you. Hallelujah. And as Carmen shared with us, she had a good time with her family over there in Puerto Rico. So we thank you for her life. Continue to bless her. Continue to show her your divine favor on her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, she knows you, as she said, through a personal relationship, not what somebody said, but you've already shown her and revealed to her who you are. So I thank you that you'll continue to show her and show her how you want to use her in this earth realm, even through ministry of medicine and ministry of praying for the sick and those diseased in their bodies. So I thank you, Lord, that her prayers will change the sick situation around, that her prayers will allow people to be restored to their full capacity, that her prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will bind up every infirmity.
Lord, hallelujah.
That the prayers of this woman of God, will bind up.
Hallelujah.
Will
hallelujah.
Bind up.
Hallelujah.
God, you do it. Even as I spoke the words, God showed me you already have that ability to speak to infirmity. So that's simply weaknesses and diseases. You have the ability to speak to weaknesses and diseases and sickness and bind that spirit up off of people because it is a spirit. And God said through your prayers, even you don't even have to know the people. When you pray, things are going to be getting a transfer in the spirit realm.
Oh my God.
And
my
people
God.
Are going to receive their healing, not even knowing who you are, not even knowing that you're praying. Because even through your nursing expertise, you recognize sickness. You recognize illnesses. And God said when you pray,
Jesus,
that's why I'm giving you that discernment,
Jesus.
That when you pray, things are going to begin to transpire in the natural realm. And people are going to begin to feel better in their bodies, and they'll begin to start seeing results of God turning situations around miraculously. So when you pray, make sure you bind up that infirmity and that spirit of sickness and disease off of people.
God.
Because God said you already have
Jesus.
The ability through your prayer. Amen.
Jesus.
Lord,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome,
I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, that's right. Receive it. And you probably already know what I just spoke into your life. You probably already seen the results of your prayer. As you say, Yes, Lord. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And him coming to the Lord, we're speaking it out. out. We're speaking those words out that Richie and Rita, they've been walking with the Lord. My God, hallelujah. They're walking. We see them now walking with the Lord, and God will show himself to Richie in a greater way, and an even greater way. So we thank God for you guys and Vanita for her coming even on tonight and being on the prayer line. She received her prayer tonight, and we just thank God for you, Sister Carmen, holding up the arms of your pastor and being so faithful to us and everything that we do.
Amen.
Well, I love you guys. You're a big blessing. You're a big part of my life, and I don't know what I would do if you weren't in my life. So I thank you, and I ask God to bless you with health, happiness, money, every blessing that God will send your way, because you deserve that and more.
Amen. We receive it, and we will. We love you, and God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We magnify you. Just go ahead and praise him. We glorify your name, God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Praise is always in order.
Amen. Amen.
Worship is always in order.
Yes.
My God, this is not some dry prayer line where it's about me and Pastor Anthony. This is about the Lord.
Yes.
This is about Jesus. So when Jesus shows up, we move over.
We praise him.
We move over.
Yes.
We praise him. We ain't going to stop nobody. And we thank God for Sister Carmen. She is a praiser.
Amen. Amen.
She is a worshiper.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
We're
going to
take another call. Area code 562. God bless you. Area code 562.
Ask them on the phone.
Area code 562.
Hello, I'm sorry. This is Marla. How are you?
Oh, God bless you, Marla. We are well. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing well. I'm loving my new job. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Congratulations. Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I went in for one position, and after the end of my 90 days on contract, they're moving me to a higher position.
Jesus,
my God.
My God. May God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
God,
God did
glory.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he
yes,
did
he
it.
Yes, he did.
We opened the door, and then he put some steps in there for you to just begin to step on up.
Amen.
So not only did you walk through the door, but you stepped on up, and God did it. He elevated you. He promoted you already, and we just thank God. A lot of people have not heard the testimony. I know you have a new job. When you were looking for a job, and you were looking for the right job, and God bless you with the right job.
That is correct. Yes, he did. And I'm so grateful. And Pastor Ann told me that when I got there to this particular job, the one that I would know is that the Lord would go before me and tell me what to say. And I did that right in front of the owner of the company. He asked me a question, and the Spirit of the Lord told me what to say to him. He was like, he was speaking it into my ear. And the man said, "We're hiring you today."
Jesus.
Right there on the spot. Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
God will do exactly
God.
What he said he would do.
Well, we celebrate with you, and we thank God. He says if we just open our mouths, he'll speak to us and through us. And we thank God that he gave you the discernment and the right words, so much so that the person with the hiring authority hires you on the spot, and even experiencing increase in the immediate. As you got a promotion already, we thank God that he'll continue to pour blessings through that place of employment, and that you'll be fruitful, amen, in this new endeavor.
Yes, yes.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I have a friend of mine, and she texted me today, and her husband, you know, received a you know, a not so good report. And I told her, I said, the first thing we're only going to do is we're only going to speak truth. And that's the truth. The truth is what God says. So her name is Pam and her husband's name is Frank. So if you would just kindly lift them up in, you know, in prayer. And as for me, I am still in a place of transition, still taking care of some things and just whatever the Lord, you know, says from this point on for me. I just receive it in Jesus' name.
Her name is Pam.
What's his name again?
And his name, what is his name?
Frank.
Frank. Amen. Pam and Frank.
Pam is his wife. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
None of Hallelujah for what you're doing, Father God, in the spirit realm, God. We bind up every demon on assignment, oh God, against this this prayer line, against this prayer closet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory over every life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our sister Marla. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your daughter, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for the praise report, God, that she came with, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you open doors and then you allow her to be promoted and give her, Father God, increase, oh God, from the door. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We know you are able. Oh Lord, to continue to do all things. But Lord, we praise you for what you already done.
Yes.
We worship you, oh God.
Yes,
we magnify
yes,
your name,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
we
yes. You. Thank
you,
Jesus.
King of
Jesus.
Lord. It's not like you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. My God. Hallelujah. And we love you
yes,
all tonight.
Lord.
Lord, continue to bless Marla. Continue to bless her, God. Even as she's in transition, God, you know what she stands
yes,
in the
Lord.
Need of. We thank you, Lord, for personal breakthrough, God. Even in her personal life,
yes.
Oh God, you know, Father God, what she's
yes.
wrestling with. God.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you continue to bring her from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
for doing what you're
thank
doing,
you.
God. Be all up in her relationships, all up in her family, all up in, Father God, her life, all up in her, God. Hallelujah. Everything that she touches, God, and everybody around her, oh God. Lord, you're working things out,
yes.
God. We
yes.
thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for,
yes,
Father God, transitions. My God, thank you for the shift. Oh, my God, Mama Koshelekinama, thank you for the shift on
yes.
tonight.
New season.
Thank you for the shift. Thank
yes.
you for moving her, God. Thank you, Lord, for
yes.
shifting her, God. In the spirit realm as well as the natural realm. Thank you for the shift,
yes,
God. God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you're not just giving her a new job, God, but there are other new things and new blessings, huh, and new places, huh, that you're taking her to. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for
yes,
all
Lord.
The new things. The new experiences and the new people, oh God, and Father God, even the resolution that's coming to some old things, my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes,
the new
Lord
peace.
Jesus.
And even the new joy, oh my God, the joy, the restore, the restoration, oh God, of what the enemy tried
yes,
to steal,
Lord.
God. We thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
mm.
for the opening. God, hallelujah, of what was once closed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I see
thank
this thing
open,
God, hallelujah, even in the area of your heart, my God, God is just opening up some
yes.
areas, my God, and allowing you to trust again and to or love again and to, my God, forgive
yes.
and to move on, oh my God, and that's the transition, God is moving you on a path, my God, hallelujah, a path where you're forgiving so many and you're embracing new people and God is bringing people in that are going to hold hold you up, and that are going to support you, and that are going to speak life to you, and that are going to pray for you, my God, and I'm going to pray with you, my God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for all this newness. My God, it's so rapid. It's a suddenly. Pastor talked about a suddenly earlier, and there's a suddenly taking place. It's a rapid motion. My God, well, God is doing a quick work. Oh, my God, he's on a quick work. My God, hallelujah, because the wait has been long. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. Praise you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. God, thank you for blessing our sister. She's come and she connected with us according to your spirit, God. She didn't know us, God, but she here, oh God, and you allowed her to come, God, and to embrace us as we have embraced her, oh God, all of us on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for Sister Marla. Bless her, her auntie, and bless, oh God, the house, the home that they live in. Oh my God, hallelujah. Bring every provision. Oh my God, provide, God, for every need, God. We thank you for provision.
Yes.
We thank you for provision.
The dam has burst.
My God, the dam has burst. I see it. Everything that's been held up has been released, my God, in this season, and is making its way to you, Marla. I mean, your money, the prosperity is coming. My God, the things that you've been waiting for, things you had to put off, you get ready to be able to do some things that you have to pull off in the past. God is saying it's going to seem like a suddenly to so many people, but it's more like I'm rapidly answering your prayers, the prayers that you have sown in tears. God says, I'm getting ready to make you laugh. I'm bringing joy, so much joy. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, thank you for hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for Pam, oh God, and Randy, hallelujah. Frank, oh God. Pam and Frank, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah. For Pam and Frank, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We pray for them right now, God, that you will touch that marriage, that you will touch that home, that you will touch Pam, that you will bring total restoration, that you will bring total healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you are able, God, to do all things. So even as she called for prayer, we are lifting up Pam. We're lifting up Frank, God. We're believing you for the supernatural. We're believing you for, Father God, the above and beyond, Father God, what has been spoken to them by man. We're believing you, oh God, even beyond what they see, oh God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
beyond what they can think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, we thank you for total restoration, total healing. We thank you, Lord, for total provision. We thank you, Lord, for bringing that couple closer together. Oh, doing a new thing in their marriage. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bringing them closer to you, God, closer to you, God. Bring them into another walk, a walk with you like they never know. Oh, my God. Lord, just bring them.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I even hear God saying, witness that you are set before them, that before Pam and Frank has been to bring them into his glory, has been to bring them into an even closer walk with him. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So, Lord,
yes,
we just thank
Lord.
You for
Lord.
Lives and their souls, oh my God, and their assignment in your kingdom, oh God. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify your name. So continue to bless my sister Marla, God. Bless her and bless her indeed, God. Lord, keep giving her favor. I just see favor all around you, my God. Hallelujah. Just the brightness of God's glory is all around you. Just light. You're walking into the light. You're walking into God's glory. You're walking into glory. You're walking into favor. Every step you take has been ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. As you continue to obey, as you continue to walk, let him direct your path. God says, you're walking into my glory. Hallelujah. I'm embracing you with my glory and shining my glory. Oh, life-changing glory. Oh, my God. There's you talked about transition. There's a major change coming, a major transition, life-changing glory. God's getting ready to do something major in your life. The job is major, but I see something major, a blessing that's coming your way that's going to make you bring so much joy and so much laughter and so much change. Change is coming.
Yes.
Change. My change. It's almost
praise
like you,
God.
Like Job. I'm going to hold on because I know my change
coming.
Is coming.
Amen.
I see change coming.
Yes.
Change.
Lord.
So, Lord, we just thank you and
praise
we praise you for what you're doing, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Celebrate with
amen.
You.
Yes.
We believe more praise reports are going to come. Even as you, like you said, fulfillment in the career of choice, something
Jesus.
That you prayed about, and God allows you to have a job that you actually like going to. So that's a wonderful thing. And
yes.
We say congratulations again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. We'll be talking.
God bless you.
Yes, yes. God bless.
What a powerful testimony.
God. Hallelujah.
So many go to a job that they don't like, and she said God gave her something, amen, that she actually enjoys going to and getting fulfilled. And we thank God for increase even
Woo.
In the area of money.
Yeah.
Take another caller, Pastor. To God be the glory.
Another caller.
We
caller, area code 770.
770. You're on the air tonight. God bless you. 770. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. As my cousin Carmen said, I'm not really feeling today. But I wanted to first thank God for bringing me home safe from my trip. I had a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. I celebrated my birthday over there, and it was so nice. I didn't even want to come back home. But I'm having really bad pains on my left leg, and it's a pain that I've never experienced. And so, I just want you to pray for that pain to go away. I also want you to pray for my cousin because she prays for everyone. I know you guys pray for her, Carmen, but she also experiences some pain sometime, and I just want, you know, for her to feel better from her pain. And just a little something. I got a. I called my lawyer today, and I told you about my situation with my disability benefit. Well, they had already assigned a judge, and today they told me that they're ready. They're just waiting for Social Security to make the appointment for the hearing. So, I just want to pray that that'll happen soon or whenever God's will. But my job is really, really affecting my back. I don't know how much longer I could keep working under my conditions. So thank you so much for your prayers, and God bless you, your family. God bless everyone on this prayer line. And I just love the Lord all the time. I have a song in my heart all the time, even though I can't sing today. But, you know, God knows my heart. I love him with all of my heart. And thank you, Jesus, for everyone on this prayer line. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Let us go before the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your daughter, Maria. We thank you, hallelujah, that she belongs to you. We know, Lord, that the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violence take it by force. We thank you, Lord, even, hallelujah, in her weakness, your strength is made perfect. And sometimes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your word comes to pass where you would never put on her more than what she can bear. Even sometimes the work environment trying to aggravate the back situation, and Father God, even that left leg out of nowhere, we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak comfort to her body in the name of Jesus. Remove the pain in that left leg area, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that you In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
hallelujah. As she walks and as she goes to bed and as she got to go to work and ready for her day, we thank you in the name of Jesus. The pain would disappear. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that hallelujah. Just like you came out of nowhere, it would disappear. That we spoke about in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of infirmity. We bind up the spirit of the enemy. We bind up the spirit of sickness and disease. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, because your word declares what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And right now, Lord, free her up and allow her to walk, allow her to move freely. Allow her, even in that back area, Lord, glory be to God, even in that back area, do it, Lord, as only you can. You make a way of escape. You said you make that way of escape. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That she'll be able to handle anything, Lord, that the enemy may try to do with her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria.
Thank
you for her. Celebrating another birthday. Celebrating another year of life. Celebrating, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Her birthday in the name of Jesus. In spite of everything that's happening, you gave her another year of life, and she's praising you. And she has a song in her spirit, a happy birthday song to herself in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank you for life.
Yes.
We thank you for her life.
Hallelujah.
And life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, Lord, we thank you.
You know
what she stands in the need of concerning the judge, concerning the court case, concerning the attorneys and the lawyer, concerning, Lord, the Social Security, whatever involvement, whatever institution, whatever, Lord, everything needs to fall into place. We thank you that the documentation, paperwork, everything will flow, that there'll be no more delays, there'll be no more denials. There'll be no more interference.
There'll be no more confusion.
Confusion is of the devil. There'll be no more.
We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance for your divine hand being in this situation,
Lord, that you would move on her behalf, that you would give her everything that she needs to happen, God. That you know, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
what she says in the need of.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, I thank you. You already went ahead of her to talk to the judge. You already went ahead of her
to give the Lord wisdom.
You already went ahead of her to give the words that she needs to speak during the trial.
You
already went ahead of her, God, to make the paperwork and everything come into agreement. Whatever your will must be done, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we just agree on this prayer line with Maria, that all things will work for her good. That all things will work together according to the word of God.
Thank you
for her good.
God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That all things will work for her good because she loves
you. Thank you.
And
thank
whom you call, you predestined.
Yes, Lord.
And you justify.
Thank
you glorify.
Thank you.
So continue to bless her. Continue to do the impossible in her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You already showed her who you are.
Thank you for her son.
Thank you for the place of dwelling that you have given her. Thank you for everything.
Hallelujah.
The house that she lives in. Thank you, Lord, for even as she, like she said, she went to Puerto Rico and had a good time. Thank you for traveling mercy.
Getting her to Puerto Rico.
Bringing her back to Georgia safely.
Thank you that you gave the pilot and you kept the plane in the air and landed safely and you took off safely. Hallelujah.
So we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We praise you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise
you, God.
We
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To be praised, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
We thank you for healing, God. We
thank you, Jesus, Lord.
God, away the pain, God. Now, faith, God. But now healing, God. We're believing you for supernatural healing,
yes,
God. We believe, Father
you.
God, for healing, Father God, that will come, Father God, like a mighty fire, Father God, even up that leg, God, throughout the leg, all the way up
yes,
that leg,
Lord.
God. Touch,
yes,
touch,
thank
touch,
you.
Touch, Lord, touch that leg, God. Heal,
yes,
God.
Lord,
the leg, the hip, oh God, and the knee, my God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, thank you.
From the bottom of the foot all the way up, oh God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for divine healing, God,
thank
in
you.
The name of
the name
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
In the
we
name
praise
of Jesus,
you
for Lord.
You. By
you,
your stripes, he is here.
Yeah, come on.
By
yes,
your stripes,
Lord.
He is
hallelujah.
Heal the
thank
children's
you,
bread.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that you bore our infirmities on the
yes,
cross.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
you
sent your word to heal them. And we declare, Maria, thou art loose. You are loose from that
yes,
spirit of
Lord.
Infirmity.
Jesus,
you are
Jesus
loose
name,
from that
Lord.
Spirit
thank
of sickness.
You,
you are loose from every pain.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
And we praise
thank
you, God.
You.
Take away, give her comfort, God. Let her sleep. And Lord,
yes.
we pray for Carmen, Sister Carmen, God, in that knee, her knees. Lord, we
yes.
thank you for divine supernatural healing, God. Even
yes.
as Sister Maria said, she prays for so many others, but she didn't even ask for her own
yes.
prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we touch her. We touch her. We touch. We touch
yes.
her. We touch
yes.
her. We declare we
touch
by the strength of, by the strength of Jesus,
Carmen,
she is
healed.
Healed. Sister
yes.
Carmen, you are healed. Be healed,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
In
be
Jesus
healed
name.
In Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus'
name. Be healed in
Jesus',
in name.
Jesus' name.
From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, we declare, none of my koshelaleke nama, koshelaleke nama, o koshelaleke nama. Supernatural
yes.
healing. Supernatural
yes,
manifested healing. We declare supernatural manifested healing in the
yes,
name
Jesus,
of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, glory.
It's already
yes.
oh.
Mama Koshela. So walk in your healing.
Walk in your healing.
My God, God's doing a new thing. He's healing, delivering. The favor of the Lord has gone before you.
Yes.
The
yes.
judge
thank
being appointed. God said, I am
thank
the judge.
You,
he said, not only am I the ultimate judge, but I have the hand of the earthly judge.
Hallelujah.
I have the heart. I have
yes,
the heart.
Lord.
Of the earthly judge in my hands, my God.
Yes,
so things
thank
are turning.
You.
Now, we do believe and touch and agree. We believe that things are turning in your favor in
yes,
the name
Lord,
of Jesus. We
you,
believe
Jesus.
That things are working in
I
your favor.
Jesus
we believe
name.
And we decree a thing,
yes,
my
Lord,
God.
My
God, we dare to decree a thing. This
yes,
is not prophecy. We dare to
yes,
decree
Lord.
A thing. My God,
yes,
the Bible says, until you do the thing, it shall be established. So we declare that things are working in your favor. We declare that you will get a favorable outcome. We declare that the judge is already leaning in your direction. We declare that you will get the monies that you've been waiting for. We declare it all tonight. My God. That you are healed
yes,
by the strength of Jesus. We
thank
declare
you,
that you need that you're in every need
yes,
according
Jesus.
To God's glorious riches in Christ
thank
Jesus.
You,
we declare the Carmen healed, set free, and delivered from the pain
Jesus.
And the uncomfortability in her knee. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My God,
yes,
my God,
thank you. Thank
my
you,
God,
Jesus.
I felt that. I felt
thank
that.
You.
I felt
thank
that.
You, Jesus.
God
thank
said
you.
To be bold enough to believe.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
Speak to that mountain. Speak to
hallelujah.
That sycamore tree. And we shall have what we say.
Amen.
So we
now
believe and we do not doubt
yes,
that God is going to work things out
yes,
in your
Lord.
Future. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yeah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to put a praise on it.
Yes,
amen.
I'm going to put a praise on it.
That's it.
Got to put a praise on it.
That's what we're talking
Lord, thank
about.
You, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That's right. He said, I'll put a new song in your mouth. Hallelujah.
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 And I pray that God bless you both. God bless everyone in this prayer line. God bless your family. I love you both, and I love you, Carmen, with all my heart.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you. Oh, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank
God
you
bless.
So much. Thank you. I really enjoyed it yesterday, too. Thank
Amen.
You.
Enjoy. Happy birthday. We love you. God bless you.
Love you, too. Have a good night.
Good night. Amen. Amen.
Good
she
night.
Did give us. God is faithful. God is faithful. He allowed her to get her song back.
Got a song.
She still got a song. She said, you can't stop my praise. My God, amen. So we just thank God. That was our last caller. We're going to go off the air on tonight.
Take a 919. Take it.
Oh, that's
the final call. 919.
Amen. 919. I didn't even see you there. 919. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hey, Apostle. How are you?
Oh, God bless you, Prophetess Nichelle. God bless you. Good to hear from you tonight.
God bless you guys as well. I forgot tonight. I did the broadcast, and I was doing some other stuff, but I remembered. So I thank God for you guys, for both of you guys. I just called to ask you guys to pray for me, however the Spirit lead. You don't have to do a long prayer. Just however the Lord leads you guys.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we know nothing happens by chance. In the name of Jesus, we
yes,
all
Lord.
Things work together
yes,
for the good of those that love you and called according to your purpose. Even, Lord, as she called in for prayer, we thank you, hallelujah, that the heavenly host that pertains to her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is right now being dispatched by God Almighty. We thank you, hallelujah, that her ladder shall be greater in so many areas of life. Lord, you know her dreams. You know her ambitions. You know her goals and, Father God, the things she's trying to achieve in her life. So I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she moved forward, Lord, that you will go ahead of her in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to move, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. You said all things are possible for those who believe. So right now, we speak to her mind and we speak to her heart through the power of prayer. Help her, Lord, to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Help her in the mighty name of Jesus to do, Lord, those things which you have commissioned her to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus to show her your mighty hand. You said goodness and mercy. It shall follow her all the days of her life as she dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Lord, I thank you as she pray for her family, as she pray for her loved ones, as she pray for herself in the morning when she rise up and as she go through all her day, when she goes to bed at night, Lord, put the right people in her heart to pray for. Show her things in the spirit realm, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she will speak to in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for her life, and we thank you for her witness, Lord. Help her to win souls for the kingdom. Help her to talk to young ladies about Jesus and young men about Jesus. Help her, Lord, to speak those things that be not as though they are. So we thank you that she will be an agent of change. We thank you, Lord, that you would allow her, Lord, to win souls for your kingdom in a mighty way, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, whatever it is personally that she needs from you, emotionally that she needs from you, physically that she needs from you, mentally that she needs from you, even spiritually, God, going to, hallelujah, another level in you.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, that you'll continue to bless her.
Yes, God.
You'll continue to order her steps through your word. So, Lord, speak to her heart. I thank you for her witness, and we thank you for her submission to your kingdom in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God,
we say amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we ask, Father God, right now that you restore your woman servant, oh, Father God, even if she has prayed for so many, oh, God, that you will restore her strength, Father God, that you will restore her virtue, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you release her into greater realms, oh, God. Hallelujah. and deeper dimensions, oh God, that you will, Father God, just anoint her fresh and anew, oh God, in the name of Jesus. New realms, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for just opening up, Father God, new realms, oh God, new dimensions, oh God, hallelujah, that she's never experienced before, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in visions and dreams, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, even for the increase in the prophetic, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for the move, the spiritual move, oh God, that you are causing to occur in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for provision now, God. Provision, oh God, for the vision. Provision for the move, provision for her household, provision, oh God, every need being met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, even for the prayer that she has before you, oh God, that you, God, will make it happen, that you will manifest it, my God, because you gave her the desires of her heart, God. You put that desire in her. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Amen. That is already done, my God, that is already done, God. In Jesus' name, touch her, my son, continue to bless him, yes, continue to keep him, continue to use him, continue to anoint him, yes, continue, Father God, to keep your hand upon him, yes. We put a hedge of protection around him. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mother, over her son, in Jesus' mighty name. So Lord, we just thank you for the old glory, the new place, yes, that you're taking her to, God, and we worship you on today, God, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Higher heights, deeper depths in you, God, as the deer pants after the waters, oh God. Let her continue to pant after you, God. Restore, oh God, stir up the flame, God, stir up the embers, oh God. Restore, oh God, keep the fire burning, oh God, in her belly, oh God, even as she goes forth to do what you called her to do, God. And we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you that no weapon formed against her can prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, she is a queen, a royal priesthood, my God, walking out kingdom, my God, kingdom agenda. Oh, glory. So, Lord, we thank you for kingdom agenda. We thank you for your glory. Has the Lord talked to you about writing a book?
Yes, he has.
Do you journal?
No, I don't journal.
Okay, I see, I'm hearing right. There's some thoughts, there's some ideas, there's some visions, and there's some testimony, there's some insight that the Lord is releasing to you in this season, and you got to start with the journal, and God's going to turn it into a book. The journaling is about some things that he's getting ready to release supernaturally, but you got to write it down. He's giving you dreams, and you wake up and you say, I'll remember, but God says, write it down. The visions, write it down. The insight from your time with me, write it down. My God, hallelujah. The words that I release to you, write it down. So God is speaking to me, and he's telling you to write.
Thank you, Lord. I will. I'll buy a journal.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for obedience and your blessing, your overflow that's getting ready to be released through this process of journaling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's our final caller tonight. We thank God.
God bless you.
God bless you, guys. Thank you both so much.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
God is doing wonderful things in and through her life, and we thank God for her and her son. Before we go, we're going to lift up Brother Minister Jamal on tonight. Sister Gail, we thank God for this priest, provider, protector. Lord, continue to give him the resources that he needs to cover and provide for his family. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to do a work through his life, even through the supernatural, Father God. We thank you for this prophetic utterances that he speak with authority and might through his words. Thank you for his prayer life, which is fervent. You said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that when he speak and make declarations, that glory be to God, change takes place. And we pray for Minister Jamal, and we thank God for his wife and his children, his grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless him, God. Continue to use him in a mighty way. Continue to speak to his heart, his mind,
yes,
and his spirit,
yes,
Lord. Give him a greater understanding and revelation of who you are in the earth realm.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, for his due diligence, his disciplines in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord,
yes,
even as he knows your word, that you'll give him even a greater word, a rhema word from the Logos word. You'll give them greater retention to recognize the scriptures. You'll give them even greater articulation to declare what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that your word says study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Make them an even more effective teacher and preacher of your word. So we thank you for his life and his witness in Jesus' name, his marriage,
yes,
in every area of his life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We lift up his wife, Gail, to you on today, God. We thank you for her life, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue, Father God, to, Father God, walk with her. Encourage her heart. Even as she's on this, on the job, Lord, we speak peace over every situation, God, that she encounters, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've already gone before her and every battle that has been won, God. We thank you that the battle is not hers, but it is yours, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and she shall not grow weary in well-doing. My God, but if she continues to press, she will reap a harvest if she faints not. So,
yes,
Lord, we thank you that favor is leaning in her direction. We thank you, Lord, that doors are continuing to be open. We thank you, Lord, for their children and their grandchildren. We thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for this marriage, this godly marriage, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their marriage.
Bless
we declare
them,
a decree,
yes,
that no weapon formed against them can prosper, oh God, and everything that they tell will prosper, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless them and bless them indeed, God. We thank you for Sister Rita, God. We thank you for Sister Rita Leek, oh God. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to use her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to minister to her. Continue to heal her, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for your spirit, Father God, which is so prevalent on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Father God, as you would continue to use us for your glory, God. Lord, anoint us all afresh and anew. Let your anointing fall on us like never before, God. Let us glorify your name in everything that we do, God. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you for your power, God. We feel your power here, and we thank you for your power, God. And we praise you, and we glorify your name. So, God, have your way in my marriage. Have your way. Thank you for my husband. Bless our marriage.
Yes.
Bless the ministry. Bless the local assembly, God. Bless
money.
The church. Bless the money.
Amen.
Bless the monies that come in.
Amen.
Bless the local fellowship, God. Bless the, this prayer line, God. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Yes.
We silence every wagging tongue. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
the Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you've done on this prayer line, for every praise report, God, for every prayer request, for every prayer warrior. So, Lord, continue to have your way.
Have your way.
Let your will be done.
Yes.
We love you, Jesus. We love you.
Yes.
We worship and adore you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for the seed.
Well, we thank every person for sowing. Amen. We thank every person for sowing. The seed is coming into the account through PayPal. We thank you for sowing into the ministry, into the prayer line. Minister Jamal, Sister Michelle, Prophetess Michelle, all of those, Sister Carmen, all of you who support this ministry, all of you who have sown. I can't even name all the names. But for those of you who have sown and continue to sow, we thank God and have a desire to sow. Maybe you haven't sown yet, but you have a desire. We thank God for you and for your sowing because you are making a difference.
Amen.
We were going through some challenges on the local assembly, and your seed has helped us to do our local ministry. And we thank God for all of you sowing. Sister Rita and Sister Tanisha. So many, I can't even name names. There's too many names. So we just thank God for you guys and your obedience. We praise God for you. Again, continue to sow. Your seed is going into good ground. I preached the word on Sunday. Go to Facebook on my page and listen to the word Pastor preach. The word is just, my God. My God, Pastor preach last week is already done. And I preach this week, I'm going for 100 from the parable of the sower. And Sister Carmen told me today, Pastor, she said, no, I'm going for 150. Pastor, you know you told us better than that. We're going for the overflow. She said, I hate to say this, Pastor, but I'm going for the 150, respectfully. So we just thank God for those who are excited about the Lord and what God is doing. Our website is nccmonline.org. On Monday this week, we're going, for those of you who missed the marriage ministry, I said I would make that available to you. We have a video. We have a video, and I'm actually going to be sending, one day this week, I'll be releasing the video or try to send it to you. If you need a copy of the video, just text me and say, I need a copy of the video. Or Facebook me and say, I want a copy of the video, and we will get the video to you. The video is powerful, and you and your spouse can watch it together. So Minister Jamal, and all of you who are married, you want to get that video. We want to send it to you. It's free for those on this prayer line. It is free, no charge. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. And serve our God. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Point where you can't even pray for yourself, but today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better, and right
God, we are giving your problems an expiration date, and we're saying it's over, that you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.